Maybe we should say thank you when we
Mr.
sneeze.
Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like ball pits.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know-It-All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
We've got another show and tell today with Callan. Hi, Callan.
Hi, Callan.
Hi, Callan.
Hello, my name is Callan and I'm from Perth, Australia, and I'm 5 years old.
Ooh, Perth. And that's in Western Australia, which is quite far from where we are in Sydney.
Perth is so far away. They're on a different time zone to us.
Time travelers.
Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. They are 3 hours behind us.
Callan, we're speaking to you from the future.
Don't do it, Callan. Don't eat that fourth bowl of spaghetti. Don't do it. You're gonna get a tummy ache.
Are you just speaking to past Michael?
Maybe. I had a lot of spaghetti for dinner and I'm a little bit tender.
I like the beanie so much. And Jack is my pet dog. She's got long ears and she's furry. And she's got a tail with wags sometimes.
Oh, wow. Your dog sounds great.
What a cute doggy. Yeah, that sounds like a super cute doggy. I really like dogs with long ears. My dog also has long ears because she is half a beagle dog.
Are they like pointy ears or floppy ears?
They're floppy ears and they flop down to basically where her nose is. They're very long. And when she runs, they flap around.
She go fly away.
Yeah.
My dog King Louis has floppy ears, but he doesn't run very much. So they just stay by his head. Because he's a little fluffy, lazy dog and he doesn't like to run.
He likes the couch, does
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he likes naps.
And does his tail wag sometimes, like Callan's dog?
His tail does wag sometimes, usually if there's treats around, because he really likes treats and naps. Kind of like you, Michael.
Yeah. I do like treats and naps.
My dog Rosie wags her tail all the time, especially when we just go like this. Rosie!
To be fair, if you came up to me and said, Laura Beanie, I'd be like, yeah, what's up?
That's me.
That's me. What do you need?
For everyone that cannot see Laura Beanie right now, she's wagging wagging around.
With a big grin on her face.
And my favourite dinosaur is a T-Rex, and T-Rex is, I like any type of T-Rex.
Wait. So Callan, do you have a pet T-Rex as well?
What? I don't think so. I think he said he likes T-Rexes and any kinds of T-Rexes.
Oh. Mm.
I thought he said he had a pet T-Rex as well. That'd be cool.
That'd be scary.
If you had a pet T-Rex, what would you call it? Where would you keep it? And what games would you play with it? Michael, go.
I would call it something as large, as scary as a T-Rex should not be called. Something really cute, like Bubbles or like Pebbles. So it'd be Pebbles. Like, come here, Pebbles. And it'd be like stomp, stomp. You know, like.
If I had a pet T-Rex, I would play our song Little Dinosaurus for them and then do the dance.
That's a good one. And in that video clip on YouTube, we have different coloured dinosaurs. So can I please elect that, like the video, I have a pink dinosaur?
Sure.
You can have a pink dinosaur. What would you call your pink T-Rex?
I've got their phone numbers. That's how I got them to come be in the video clip. So we can call them anytime.
Thanks for coming to Show and Tell, Callan.
Bye.
Thanks, Callan.
Do you have a question for the Beanies, like,
what is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the Beanies, like,
I have a pet puppy dog?
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the Beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell.
We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
Time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like bald.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.